This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
You know, with all these violent left-wing mobs now just trying to smash people's cars and drag them out of their vehicles and beat them and all the violent things that they're doing, you know, it's only a matter of time before somebody in pure self-defense shoots the mobsters, you know, shoots the violent criminals. And by the way, under U.S. law and in most jurisdictions, but of course, always check your local laws, a person who is being assailed by a violent mob that intends to do bodily harm, that person has every legal right to engage in self-defense. Now, I'm not your lawyer, and you should, you know, you're going to have to deal with whatever situation you face in your own way with your own legal counsel and make your own decisions and so on. But I'm just saying, as a general principle, the principle of self-defense against a violent mob is a principle that is enshrined in U.S. law and court precedent and even in the Constitution under the Second Amendment. It shocks me, though, to realize that these Democrat leaders are driving their own shock troops to this outcome. When you have Hillary Clinton up there saying that, no, we can't be civil until we win back political power. I mean, she actually said that. And you've got, you know, Eric Holder saying, when they go low, we kick them. And you've got these other Democrat leaders like Maxine Waters talking about actual, you know, violent mobs confronting people in public. And then you have on camera, you know, on video, demonstrated this kind of violent, lunatic, left-wing behavior where they're assaulting people in their vehicles. It's only a matter of time before somebody engages a lunatic mob in self-defense. And when that happens, it will probably be done with either a vehicle, i.e., how to escape a violent mob that has surrounded your vehicle and is smashing your windows and is yelling and screaming and trying to threaten you, and probably they want to kill you. What do you do? How do you escape? Well, you have two options. It's called forward and reverse. You escape by using your vehicle as an escape tool. And if you have to run over some violent person that is trying to kill you, then, you know, that's a means of self-defense when you're being mobbed by violent people that are intending to kill you or harm you or drag you out of your vehicle. You might have to run over people in order to stop them from killing you. And that is also another form of self-defense in most jurisdictions. I'm not advocating any course of action. What you do, you're going to have to decide for yourself. But I'll tell you this, if a violent lunatic mob surrounds my vehicle, and they're smashing my windows, and they're violent, obviously, they're trying to drag me out of the car and harm me or kill me, then either they make a path or I'm going to make a path, because I'm not going to just sit there and surrender to a lunatic mob that wants to kill me. And I don't think you should either. So use the vehicle that you have while it still works. You know, use it and make a path of escape to get out of there when they're threatening your life. So that's one scenario that's probably going to happen soon, I would imagine. And these leftists don't seem to understand. I mean, they think they can just surround a car and that the person inside the car is going to give up. No, not anymore, because people realize that it's dangerous to give up and just sit there and get beaten or murdered. You're going to have to use your car to make a path and get on out of there. And by the way, again, the two options are forward and reverse. Those are your options. I mean, you can dial 911 and you can pray, but when the attackers are just seconds away, you know, 911 can take, in Detroit now, 4 days to show up. So, you know, forget that. You need to take decisive action to save yourself and stop yourself from being killed. Now, the second tool that people will use in self-defense, obviously, is going to be probably a firearm. And so when these violent mobs come after individuals and those individuals happen to be armed, I know that most armed people would first try to escape or de-escalate. They don't want to have to shoot violent attackers, but most of them are willing to if that's the last option. And so it's probably going to come to that. This is a prediction just based on the radical escalation of violence among left-wing lunatics. They're going to keep mobbing people until somebody shoots back. And that day is probably coming very, very soon. And someone could shoot back with a pistol or with a rifle, a short-barreled rifle, or like an AR pistol with a 30-round magazine. You know, there's lots of different tools that people have, that people own for self-defense that they might deploy in such scenarios. And again, I'm not your attorney. I'm not your attorney general. I can't analyze your future theoretical situation. I'll just say this. If you're attacked and it's a violent mob, under most jurisdictions, once again, you have the right to defend yourself. And in fact, I recall court case precedent saying that if there's a mob attacking you, let's say there's five thugs attacking you, and like four are standing there and a fifth one is the one actually swinging a crowbar at your face, let's say, then under court precedent, with the disclaimer that, again, I'm not an attorney, I'm not a judge, you need to check your own for yourself what the situation is. But under court precedent that I'm aware of, an individual can engage and shoot all five members of that gang because the gang is considered to be a threat as a whole. Every member of the gang is a threat, not merely the one person that is swinging a crowbar at your face. So you may have the right, again, subject to local laws and so on, but you may have the right to defend yourself by engaging every member of that gang that is attacking you. All I got to say is, if I'm being attacked by a group of people, and it's clearly a cohesive group of thugs or a mob that's trying to murder me or harm me, I am, you know, I'm going to invoke every self-defense right that I have under the law. And I'm not going to try to parse court precedent in those few seconds when I'm trying to save my life. I'm going to defend myself against every person that is attacking me. And if you want to save your life, you may wish to have a similar posture. That's all I'm saying. I'm trying to speak very carefully here. Now, we all have a defensive posture when it all begins. You know, we're just minding our own business. We're driving down the street in Portland, Oregon, or we're walking down a sidewalk. Whatever we're doing, you know, us honest, law-abiding citizens, we're minding our own business. And these violent lunatic mobs show up and surround us and start screaming and yelling and then maybe attacking. You know, we're minding our own business. We didn't bring this on. They bring it on. But if they get violent, then they're going to have to deal with the consequences of what is unleashed by citizens who are carrying concealed weapons legally and who perhaps have training and how to use those weapons like I do, thousands of hours of training for precisely such circumstances. Because I know in my training with an AR rifle, you know, I can get off easily 12 to 15 shots in less than 3 seconds at, you know, multiple different targets. We do that all the time in training. That's routine. Actually, the last time I was doing rapid fire training on a semi-auto AR, I was getting 4 to 5 rounds per second. That's just finger control right there. That's just practice. And when you have that kind of training, you have the confidence to engage multiple targets if it is necessary. But my choice would still be to avoid and evade conflict. So if there's a strange-looking, aggressive-looking mob coming at me, I'm going to try to go a different direction. But if they engage me and they corner me in an alley or a parking lot or something, they don't give me any other option, I'll engage multiple targets. You know, you have to. They force you into that situation. So probably such a situation is coming to someone in America because these lunatic left-wing violent mobs like Antifa and so on, they won't back down and they want violence, and they better be careful what they ask for, because if the violence is turned against them, they're going to go down very quickly, and they're going to wish they had never, ever threatened a concealed carry holder who has firearms training. And there's a lot, there's millions of people like that all across America. And all of us just want to be left the hell alone. But if you come up to us, you threaten us, try to attack us, we're going to respond. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here. Read my website, guns.news and secondamendment.news. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements,
personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.